he's lying. You can totally have pudding before you have your meat. No problem. We should, all the time.
We should do songs that have yelling in them.
Yeah, I like that idea. That's a good one.
That's a strange ending to the song.
That's true.
You don't think about it often.
I mean, would you count like Rage Against the Machine yelling?
No.
Or it has to be someone.
No, I think it's non-singing yelling.
Yeah. I like that idea.
I don't know. I don't know how many there are, but...
Today we're doing California bands. They have to be from California. We ain't going to play them. They can go to hell. But yeah, I like that idea.
It is give me 5 today at 5 o'clock. By the way, it's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. What is up?
What's happening?
People are dumb.
That's a fact.
4 o'clock hour, you got kicked out of a concert before it started.
That sucks. You paid your money, you got there, you probably got your drinks or whatever.
All then excited.
Your ass got kicked out.
And you got kicked out.
You have a story about that?
Yes. we have $1 American.
Nice.
We're going to introduce you to something next called hot betting.
Excuse me? That sounds concerning.
It is concerning. And we have the KLOS name game.
$1,800. You know, just in your mind, look around an arcade. What classic games do you see? And be ready to answer that question sometime between now and 4.
Before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS.
Those gentlemen from Denmark, Volbeat, Michael from that band, saying they're going to take about a year, get in the studio, record some new stuff. So probably this time next year, we'll have new Volbeat music.
That's a weird thing to get your head around. We're going to take a year off.
Yeah, well, except it's also going to work, but you don't have the boss over you. It's all up to you. You got to make something that's going to sell.
True. You got to make something out of nothing.
The fans are going to like. Yeah, out of nothing.
Yeah,
I can't even begin to imagine that crap. That's too much work.
There's a new thing called hot betting.
That is concerning.
This girl says, I make hundreds renting out one side of my bed.
Okay. I like that.
Welcoming strangers into her bed every night has become a profitable practice for one sexy woman.
You know, you mispronounced prostitute in there somewhere, I think.
Who tucks it. Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I don't think it's prostitution because she makes $600 a month.
She might not be very good. Maybe she's just practicing, getting started.
She's just learning.
Feet wet.
Her hot side hustle is part of, quote, hot betting. It's a new trend for people who are able to detach emotionally and sleep next to another person in a completely respectful and non-strings-attached manner.
That's impossible for me. I mean, first of all, I couldn't even I don't even want to be in the same room with anybody unless I'm, you know.
Sure.
Like them a lot and vice versa.
Yes. No, agreed.
But yeah, wow.
I can't imagine.
No.
But this is the person that's doing it.
Well, she's very, very cute.
Yeah, she's cuter than somebody that you would think would rent out half their bed.
No touching. No touching.
But for guys, we honestly hear that story with our penis first. Right? That's just how it works.
Immediately.
That's just how it works.
Wait, I can share a bed with some girl? Okay. How much? $100? You got a deal.
All right, here she is describing.
And right now, I'm going to give you a tour of my hot bed and the room which you can share with me.
Okay, it doesn't help that she's got an amazing accent.
She's in Australia.
That's
from
not
Australia.
Helping. Yeah. Damn it.
Which is a fantastic alternative, especially if you like to think outside the box.
Nope. She says that.
Says that twice, by the way. So.
If you're, quote, thinking outside the box, you're not.
Yep.
Just FYI. Oh, it went away.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
I'm very upset about that I said that. Okay, here we go.
So right behind me is the queen size bed, which you can rent half with me.
All right. It's a queen size bed.
It should be a king.
I mean, don't you think if you're going to rent half of the bed, you want
a king
as much
especially
space
if
as possible?
There's not going to be any touching. No touching.
Right.
And enjoy my company in my house.
Okay, so but that's taking bed and breakfast to a whole new.
It sort of is, yeah.
That's a very.
This particular bed is very comfortable. It's good for companionship hot bedding. It's very social because I'm a social person. There's also a double bathroom and a double shower which you can enjoy.
Wait, double? As in it's like a double shower head?
So you have your. I don't know about that. I would assume you have your own shower.
Oh, it sounded to me like it was like a double, like, you know.
No, because she said a double bathroom.
That to me means like two bathrooms. It would be like your own separate bathroom,
right?
Didn't she say? Is that what doesn't seem like what she's saying?
Oh, it sounds like that to me.
But it sounds like a serious tease, is what it sounds like
yes,
to me.
Yes, it does. That's true.
Behind me is also a nice sitting area and also a TV and balcony to enjoy.
Oh, a balcony to enjoy.
How about that?
So hot bedding is definitely a concept. concept, which is something outside the box.
Stop it. Sorry, that's stop the second
it.
Time.
Stop it.
It's good for entrepreneurial people that like to have a friend to stay next to, and they're never alone. Hot bedding. This is a new way of rental sharing in Australia right now and around the world.
Huh. How bizarre is that?
Huh.
And who...
Huh.
Are there people that are... I don't want to mischaracterize it, but are there people that are lonely enough that they just want to be with someone?
I suppose.
Because it's odd to me to think that you would want...
that sort of companionship at all.
With somebody that you don't know.
You don't
know.
Even know, yeah. Yeah.
That just seems odd to me.
I guess, you know, I mean, if you could take the switch and just turn off all normal human sexuality, maybe it's not such a bad idea. Because it would be kind of nice to cozy up with someone and go to sleep, or, you know, even
but to do that, you'd have to think outside the box. Speaking of cash. One American dollar.
I think I've won the last two.
You
right?
have. I've made them too easy.
You gave me that $2 bill, but when I took it to the bank, they're like, this is fake. This
oh, no, it's real.
Drawn with a
you
crayon.
You have to try it at a different bank.
I don't know, man.
This is a weird list.
Okay.
It is the 10 best cities for surviving a zombie apocalypse.
Ah, nice.
So they compared 200
yeah.
U.S. cities.
Okay.
200. And based on 5 zombie survival categories.
This is my kind of subject.
They judged each city by vulnerability.
Vulnerability, okay.
Hideouts.
Okay.
Supplies.
Supplies.
Protection.
Protection.
And mobility.
Protection and mobility. Hmm. That's fascinating. It's kind of weird because right now, you know that little 80s thing I do in the morning? We're doing Dawn of the Dead as the 80s
perfect.
Movie of the week assignment. I'm so obsessed with that stupid crap.
Same.
One American dollar, by the way, brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. Spend one American dollar at Yamava before the zombie apocalypse, and maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit Yamava.com.
10 best cities for surviving a zombie apocalypse.
I have to start with Atlanta because that's where the CDC is, and I would think maybe some sort of supplies and what have you, but that's my first guess.
Damn it.
That is incorrect. I didn't think about that.
Yeah. Los Angeles is a great place because it's so spread out and you'd be able to run and set up neighborhood barricades and there's lots of supplies.
Los Angeles is number five. Number five on the list.
Speaking of barricades, I'm going to guess Washington, D.C., because they got a hell of a lot of bunkers and stuff. They got a lot of hidden underground.
Yeah, but do you have access to it?
I would find a way.
Would you?
Yeah, I would.
No, you wouldn't. It's not. It's not in the top 10.
Damn it. You know, most of us were going to die in the zombie apocalypse, so it's really not. I can't wait for The Last of Us to come back. I can't wait.
You're right. That's great.
That's such a good series.
I can't wait for that. Wait, there's a strike.
No, that's right. So, yeah, so you know, about 3 or 4 years. And good for them. How about Anchorage? It's isolated. There's a lot of supplies up there.
Anchorage, Alaska.
Yeah.
Not one of them.
Damn it. Honolulu, it's on an island. I always thought you should go out to an island during a zombie apocalypse. I mean, they do swim, but damn it.
Incorrect.
Did you have any of the cities that are on this list of 10?
Would I have guessed them?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Here's the top 10.
Okay.
Number 10 is Orlando.
Orlando, Florida. Why?
Yep.
Just because nobody ever wants to go there? Because even the zombies will be dumb?
I don't know for sure. Number 9 is Chicago.
Why Chicago?
I told you the 5 things, survival categories,
so,
vulnerability, hideouts, supplies, protection, and mobility.
Yeah, but you're cut off by the lake. That's kind of dumb. See, L.A. makes sense. You got plenty of room. Okay.
Listen, I didn't put the list together.
Right.
Number 8, Las Vegas.
Vegas!
That makes sense, right?
Yeah, the walking dude will be up there, but that's okay.
Number 7 is San Diego.
Blech. I mean, no offense, San Diego, but no.
Number 6 is Austin, Texas.
Okay, all right.
That makes sense. Number 5 is Los Angeles. Yeah. Number 4 is Miami, Florida.
No, Florida! It's going to be cut off. You know, it's going to float away like a
giant
penis.
That does seem like a bad idea.
Yeah.
San Antonio, Texas is number 3.
Okay. Don't know anything about San Antonio.
Number 2 is New York.
New York City. I was wondering about that because you could barricade yourself in a high rise.
You could.
Yeah. As long as you had enough supplies up there.
And the number 1 city for surviving a zombie apocalypse.
Everybody take note.
Is Houston, Texas.
Houston, Texas.
What?
Houston, we have a problem. Hey, there's new Stones in the world, by the way. The new song is amazing. It's going to be out in October. Their first album in like 15 years. And the new song is called Angry. Stick around. We'll play it again for you very, very soon on KLOS.
So I went to Beyonce at SoFi Stadium. On Monday night.
Is Kevin here? Where'd Kevin go? You went to what?
I went to Beyonce.
Did you really?
At SoFi Stadium.
Wow. My last time I went to some sort of top 40 show was probably in the 80s when I was working it. I mean, I don't go to very many shows anyway.
Yeah, you're a hermit.
Yes, 100%.
So I go to a lot of shows.
There were like 10 million people there, weren't they?
Yeah, it was sold out. It was crazy.
Did you know a single song she played?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I don't know that I don't know any Beyonce songs.
Have you met my fiance?
Oh, yes, right.
Okay.
That's cool. there you go. That's
so we're
awesome.
There, and we get there a little bit early.
Yeah.
And somebody is being let out in handcuffs.
Oh, out of Beyonce?
Before the show.
I mean, I'd expect that with, you know, I mean, NWA leaps to mind.
Sure.
But Beyonce?
Or even Metallica or something
sure,
like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, handcuffed.
Well, it was a dude?
Before the show started. A girl!
Yeah.
Woo! I don't understand how you get in that much trouble before the show
that even starts.
There was no opener. It was just a DJ.
She was pre-gaming.
Yes.
Time, I guess.
Huh. So you went to see a concert and you got thrown out before it started.
Before they even took the stage.
818-955-KLOS.
Before. So like early on. We want to know early. Before the house lights even go down.
Yes.
You're out.
In a perfect case. You get thrown out before anything happens.
What was she wearing? What was she like? What kind of mood was she in? What was she?
I mean, she didn't look happy.
Yeah.
Because
she wasn't swearing.
She was in handcuffs.
Yeah, she wasn't swearing.
No, she just looked really, really pissed.
What's your guess as to what she did?
I don't know. Yeah. I can't imagine unless you get in a fight.
Yeah.
Or you're drunk and unruly, kind of.
Seem kind of drunk?
I don't know.
How drunk do you have to be? I mean, it's a lot of kids at a Beyonce show, isn't it?
There were a lot. Yeah, there were a lot of all ages. But
so
it's odd. That's an odd thing.
That's an odd thing to be thrown out of.
Yes, exactly.
It's kind of punk. It's kind of cool.
It's kind of great, though, in that you...
It's not cool, but it's cool.
Bought tickets.
Right. Very expensive tickets.
Right.
Yeah.
Got ready that night.
I'm going to wear this. I'll look fabulous.
Took your car and drove to SoFi Stadium, which can take a long time.
Yeah, park 3 million miles away.
Right.
3 million miles away.
Right. Yeah. Walk all the way to the venue. Get inside. And get thrown out before that show. That's insane. That is crazy.
Dun, 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 dun.
What are you thinking walking back to your car?
Oh,
well, that was not as fun as I'd hoped.
I'll be posting about this as soon as I get out of jail.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So I can see showing up perhaps with the wrong tickets for the wrong date.
I don't usually get arrested for that.
No, you don't get arrested for that. You don't
generally?
Get thrown out for that. That's true.
Yeah.
We're talking about people who got thrown out of a concert.
Maybe you were with someone and they were just
excellent
off the rails that night. They got thrown out even before the band went up.
Thrown out before the concert started. 818-955-KLOS.
There's the latest thing from Greta Van Fleet from their Starcatcher album that's called Meeting the Master. I believe those guys are playing Chicago tonight. They got about a month left here in the United States. They've been touring all over, and then it's off to Europe for quite a while for Greta Van Fleet.
Good times.
Yeah.
We are talking about getting kicked out before a concert even started. That happened to you?
Yeah, it was over there at in DeVore for the Black Crowes on Tom Petty.
What did you do, young man?
How did you get into trouble before the show started?
The guy said I was yelling at him. And I said, I'm not yelling at you. I talk loud. And he put his hand on my chest. I said, hey, you don't get paid to touch me. And then
that's a different job.
Thing I know, boom, I was handcuffed.
Boo. Really?
Huh. Then the cop, they're asking me for all my information on a cop sitting there.
Right.
And I said, what did you say on my driver's license? And the cop said, look, just tell him I'm just going to let you go afterwards.
Sweet.
I'm going to take you out. Then I walk right back into the concert.
All right.
That's the way to do it.
Well played.
Well, right on.
Thank you.
Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, talking about you got kicked out before a concert even started.
Okay, I think it was 86. It was a Stones concert in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
Some girl ahead of us in line, her girlfriends were trying to get her a gallon container of fruit punch and booze. So I volunteered to take the booze to her. So I walked, ahead of the line and walked up there about 30 feet and gave it to the girl, and she was like on the other side of this fence, and Security grabbed me. That was it.
Damn, Ed. You know, you're trying to get someone drunk, and this is how they react?
Trying to provide booze.
Yeah. That sucks, dude.
Yeah.
Right on.
You did run up and give me a kiss, though.
So. Oh, hey, there you go. No. Well, worth it.
Not better than the show, but listen.
Or better than a phone number.
Take anyway. What you can get.
Yeah, right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, you got kicked out of a concert before it started?
I did.
Excellent.
My girlfriend and I went to the Who. This is probably early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at the Forum. And we had really shit seats. And she had, like, these huge guns. And I don't mean arms. And so we talk our way all the way down. I mean, all the way down backstage. And one of the grips comes out of the back. And we're like, hey, dude, can you get us in? And we're trying to get in. And he's like, he goes, I'll be right back. He goes, we're going to say you're my cousin, and I'll be right back. So we're like, okay. So right then when he leaves, the security guy comes walking by, and he goes, let me see you guys' tickets, We're like, oh, no, my cousin's inside, and he's, you know, getting us our backstage passes, and blah, 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 blah. And he's like, okay, but if you're still here in 5 minutes, you're out. And 5 minutes went, and that little you-know-what walked us
both
out. Boo! Right when they came on stage, we were like, out. And we're like, oh, my God.
So you can hear it happening as you walk away.
That's the worst possible timing.
Wow.
Boo, where'd that guy go? That guy sucks. Hey, right on. Thank you for calling 818-955-KLOS.
You got kicked out of a concert before it starts. We were talking about, I went to a concert on Monday night and a woman got handcuffed and let out before the show started.
Before the first note was played.
That's really takes some doing.
She's thrown the hell out.
So we're asking you, you got kicked out before the concert started?
You got it. I was down in Long Beach at Leon Russell.
Okay.
I had a ounce.
I was wondering when the first weed call would be.
1-0-Z from this gentleman here.
I got all the way in. I gave him my ticket and everything. And this one cop was just looking at me. And he comes up and he goes, sir, step over here.
Boo!
What's in your belt? He goes, you're out of here. So I went around the side door. Somebody let me in. Right when Leon Russell came on stage, he was singing Up on a Tight Wire. I got in the door.
Right.
And I started walking. And this cop, the same damn cop, saw me and started chasing me. So I just took off. I was a lot younger. And I'm running through the crowd and everything. And all of a sudden, there I saw an opening. And I started going for it. And I got in the middle of it. And somebody had puked. And I
Wow.
And I'm right in front of the stage, and Leon Russell's just playing the piano Up on the Tight Wire. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Wow.
It was so...
Talk about a booby trap, man.
No
you
kidding.
Like, totally, yeah. Right on, dude. Thank you for calling, man. Thanks.
KLOS, hello. You got kicked out of a concert before it started?
Yeah.
All right. Let's hear it.
1978, Kansas and Thin Lizzy. We were, like, first row loge, like, back on the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And my... Thin Lizzy's getting ready to start, and I'm with my friend, his dad. My buddy hands me a Skyrocket. He goes, here, throw this. And he lit it, and I tossed it up, and it went, and then right down into the crowd and blew up. And I go, oh, shit. And the security guy ran up from the floor all the way up to the loge, pulled me over the loge down onto the floor and kicked me out. And I go, oh, shit. We're at the Forum, and I live in Long Beach, so I go, oh, man. So I go all the way around to, like, the door where they let people go to their car and come back.
Right.
I told him I dropped my camera and broke it, and I had to take it to the car. And he goes, all right, go ahead, get back in there.
Wow.
Nice.
Right when Thin Lizzy started, I'm, like, back front row loads right off to the side of the stage, and my buddy could see me. They're going, ah, there he is. He's back there. It was so funny.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling, dude. Thank you.
Give me five.
Million, billion, trillion,
trillion. really time for five songs in a row.
Yeah. That's a bummer.
Boo. The theme is bands from California.
We all know California bands are the best. Correct. Everyone else sucks. All other bands blow. You're not from California. Boo.
So we're doing all California bands for this Gimme Five.
And I got to say that Amy Cunningham has come up with a great idea for our first song, X, Los Angeles. Love That's it. A hard one to beat. 818-955-KLOS, or you can get us on Twitter.
At Kevin and Sluggo.
Gimme Five! That one for Amy Cunningham. She came up with Los Angeles because we are looking for bands like X from California.
Correct. And that is our theme.
A bunch of people have said Van Halen, of course, so far.
And Ray suggested Panama.
Gimme Five! All about California bands today.
Hello, KLOS. Who's this? What do you got?
Hi. Yeah, this is Mike. You can't let this go by without playing the Beach Boys, like Good Vibration.
Locals only, California bands in Gimme Five today.
Hi, this is Walter.
Hey, Walter.
You got to have the Eagles,
I think his phone cut out. I think he meant this one.
People are dumb.
People are dumb.
Yeah, baby.
When you're a dumb dumb, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
This is a Florida man, of course. Charged over failed attempt to cross the Atlantic in a giant hamster wheel.
Wow, that's weird.
Did you hear me?
I repeat that.
Failed attempt to cross the Atlantic Ocean in a giant hamster wheel.
So from the coast of Florida,
yes.
He decided to head off to Europe in a giant hamster wheel.
Trying to make it to London, yes.
What is that, about 6,000 miles? Of ocean?
And basically, he just like runs in it. It's like a hamster. It looks like a giant hamster wheel.
How would you even keep food in it or water?
I don't know. It's called a homemade hydropod.
I wouldn't even try and go across a lake.
Riza Baluchi is the person, claimed he was heading to London.
Right on, Riza.
In the human-powered vessel,
a hamster
wheel-like contraption.
You know, they used to do that a lot about 2,000 years ago. Lots of people would cross the ocean in hamster wheels.
That did happen, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The Coast Guard called it afloat as a result of wiring and buoys. They told Baluchi that they were going to cut short his unsafe voyage. And he said that he had a bomb on board.
It gets better and better.
Right.
You're going to take me out of the water and save my life? I'll blow you up. I didn't bring any food or water, but right. I got a bomb.
I'm in a giant hamster wheel.
Wow.
And I took the time and the effort to have a bomb on board. He did not. It turns out.
What?
Authorities have intercepted his hydropod at least three times previously.
Just let him go. Who cares? What damage can he do?
Baluchi made national news for his 2021 attempt to get from Florida to New York in the hydropod, but washed back up on the shore 25 minutes later.
Oh, well, he was so close. That was a good try. That one was a good try. Did he have a bomb that time?
I don't know. It doesn't say, but I'm really rooting for the guy.
Yeah, me too.
Congratulations.
I'm rooting for him
to head on out. Reza Baluchi.
You rule, dude.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Hot bedding is supposedly a new trend, which is basically you rent out half your bed.
Yeah, and nothing goes on. You just sleep next to a complete stranger.
It's a real thing. They're asking people to be respectful, and that always works.
Yeah, and listen to them snore and fart all night and get a couple dollars in the deal.
Sluggo lost one American dollar for not guessing four out of the top 10 best cities in America that are prepared for the zombie apocalypse.
So in the big meltdown, don't follow me because my posse is going
to
die.
Correct. And your next chance to play the KLOS name game is tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank at 8 a.m.
$100 on the table. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the Wunderbar Kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Back in the heart of the lockdown, Rolling Stones released a song that I liked a lot, Living in a Ghost Town. It was sort of all about the lockdown and everything. But that's the first song off their first album in 18 years. Hackney Diamonds is going to be out October 20th. And yes, Charlie Watts does play on two of the tracks on the album. Yeah, they had recorded them back in about 2019. But they've also got Stevie Wonder on board for the new album. Paul McCartney, Lady Gaga is playing along. Yeah, so that's going to be pretty cool. So that's a new Stones song, Angry, on KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
As reported here first, Eagle Eye Kevin saw, where'd you see that ad or whatever?
There was an ad in a British newspaper that's a tiny little local one.
Right, and it was talking about Hackney Diamonds, right?
Yes, that was the name of the business that it was, a fake business that they were promoting.
And it referenced a whole lot of Rolling Stones songs.
There was like gimme shelter was some of the wording in it. Right. And you're like, okay, well, this. So they were kind of telegraphing that they're coming out with new music.
And we had talked about way a long time ago that Paul McCartney is going to be helping them out. As it turns out, new album Hackney Diamonds is going to be out October 20th. And we've got a cut from that new album right now.
Fantastic.
This is really good stuff. This is called Angry. It's new Rolling Stones on KLOS.
We have the KLOS name game going on. It's worth $1,800 this hour.
Sometime between now and 4, we're going to ask you to call. Be caller 25 so that you can play and win some cash. Pardon me, is this your $1,800?
If you're caller 25 right now, 818-955-KLOS, you could play the KLOS name game, and it's worth $1,800.
Be caller 25-818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
The name
the
game.
What now?
For season 3, lots of surprises this year. Hi, KLOS, who are you?
This is David Gonzalez from East Los Angeles.
David, you're caller 25.
All right, let's see if we could hook this up.
How much time did you spend in the arcade as a kid?
Oh, well, you know what? When I was all the time, I used to be the ditcher all the time.
Yep.
I used to go to Electric Planet, Montebello.
Yep. I didn't go there, but I ditched a lot and went and played.
We all did the same.
All right, so for $1,800, we are looking for the name of a classic arcade game. What do you got for us, man?
I'm going to say Road Blasters. It's the one you sit down and you start driving.
Road Blasters.
Oh. No, not that one. Oh, wow. No,
sorry, man.
No problem.
But play again, damn it.
Try again.
Ditch tomorrow, whatever you're supposed to be doing, and play again. And good luck.
Thank you very much.
Between now and 5 o'clock?
Yep.
It's going to be worth $1,900. Start planning now what you're going to do with your $1,900 that you're going to win in the name game. Sometime between now and 5, we'll tell you to call. Be caller 25 to play. Not right now.
We're not telling you to call now.
But correct. Very soon, you'll get a chance to play and win that $1,900.
We have your shot to win your share of a giant pile of cash. It's up to $1,900 right now. We'll take caller 25, 818-955-KLOS to play the KLOS name game. Who is this?
Yeah, hello, Fernando here.
Fernando, you're caller 25.
Yes, sir. No way! I've been waiting forever. You can just show me the money. I already got the answer.
You already know the answer.
An inside scoop.
All right, well, here's
right, brother.
Here's the money. Let me tell you the last couple of guesses, just so you don't actually throw those down. Road Blasters and my favorite, Galaga.
Galaggy.
We are looking for the name of a classic arcade game.
So what do you
got to, brother?
Think it is?
Show me the money.
For $1,900.
Pole Position.
Pole position.
Show me the money. Come on. I need it.
We're going to show you something. It's going to be that sound.
Oh,
I'm sorry. It's not Pole Position.
Damn it. That was a really good. I like that guess because no one said it yet. Yeah. I always appreciate that. Yeah. That was a damn
Sounds
fun game.
Good. We'll get it on the next one.
Yes. Good luck, man.
Yeah,
thank
good
you.
Luck, man. All right. So $2,000.
Between 5 and 6. $1,900.
$1,900 on the line.
Wait, no. Is it 2,000?
Yeah. No, that's right. It's 2,000.
It's 2,000. What's wrong with us?
The list is endless.
I always cheat the listeners.
I feel so bad when people get it wrong, but on the other hand, I like to see it go up by another $100 each time. So thanks for continuing to get it wrong. Sometime between now and 6, we'll ask you to call for a shot of that $2,000.
We have your shot to win $2,000.
$2,000!
We'll take caller 25 right now. 818-955-KLOS. Get to play the KLOS name game. Good luck.
The name game.
Them's the Foo Fighters, but who are you?
This is Isaac.
Isaac, you're caller 25.
Oh, no way.
Yep.
We are looking for the name of a classic arcade game.
And I got to tell you, think how many quarters you could get for $2,000. If you've got the idea, then what do you think it is? Let me tell you, the last couple guesses were Pole Position and Road Blasters. What's your game of choice?
I'm thinking Zelda or Legend of Zelda.
The Legend of Zelda.
Yes.
Sorry, that's incorrect.
Sorry, man. You know, it's very dangerous. Take this with you.
Keep trying.
I'm handing you a sword now. Right on, buddy. Sorry, man. All right, so tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank.
That's right.
$2,100.
8 a.m.
Jennifer works at a place in Los Angeles called Roman Empire Agency. And you know what she does there?
What does she do there?
She listens to KLOS.
Fantastic.
Jennifer, you rule. Thank you for doing that. How much music did you have on George Harrison's Dark Horse record label? It was launched by him on this day in rock in 1974. Remember when Vince from Motley Crue punched Izzy from Guns N' Roses in the face during the MTV Video Music Awards? That was on this day in rock in 1989. Speaking of brand new Stones albums, it was on this day in rock in 2005 when they released A Bigger Bang.